Welcome to Truth, Salt, and Spice. I went back to listen to the recording and I realized that I am constantly saying, I don't know what to do aside from just learning to pause and be comfortable with a couple seconds of silence to gather my thoughts as I speak. So we'll be working on that. I want to let you know that this episode I will be talking about being comfortable with being served and pampered and how uncomfortable that is for me. So that is that. I hope you enjoy this episode. Good morning. It is 6:22 a.m. on a Sunday morning and I am recording this. It's cloudy and it's very appropriate for what's going on. Apparently, in the neighborhood I'm staying in. It's one of the biggest processions during Lent season, and apparently like 9,000 people come. 9,000? That sounds low for the number. Something thousand amount of people come from all over the world. Maybe it's 90,000. So I woke up to this, and I decided, you know what, why not? Why fight it? I'll just go up to the rooftop, and have some quiet time. I'm not sure if you guys can hear it, but right now what instrument is that? The cymbals? I don't know. They clang. And the trumpets and a band, I don't know, are going. But I don't have a whole lot to report this week. I had a hard time with the whole journaling and meditating. Partly because it's new and just not that self-disciplined yet. The other part is because my friends, the owners of the house, are in this week, or came in last week. They're leaving tomorrow, and so my schedule is totally different. When I have my routine going, I'm a lot more self-disciplined. But it's good to have them here and spend time with them. Which actually segues sweetly into an epiphany I had yesterday. Well, a realization. I'm not sure if it's an epiphany yet because it's a prayer. So whenever my friends are in town, because they come in to check on the school and all that, and how teaching is going, they constantly use the word, let us pamper you. So they came in and wanted to do dinner Wednesday night or Thursday night. I can't remember. And they asked me what I was doing for dinner. I said, well, I have food there. And I said, well, we figured that, but we want to pamper you. So they used that word pamper a lot, which I'm totally not used to. It's not in my daily lexicon by any stretch of the imagination. But whenever they want to treat me to something, they tell me they want to pamper me. And they also use the word, oh, you deserve to be pampered. And you're doing hard work. And again, that is not in my daily lexicon. I don't use the word deserve much. Unless I was stupid and did something and the consequences, well, I totally deserved them for, like my cut in my finger. I deserved, not really deserved because that's a little bit, mean, but I knew better than to be cutting the avocado or taking the avocado pit out with the point of a long, sharp knife. Yet, that's what I get, right? I'm sipping on coffee here as I'm sitting. But anyway, so stuff like that. But they are the most just loving people that I have met, and I'm just honored, and it's a blessing to have them in my life. That said, I was actually journaling yesterday. We all were sitting up here on the rooftop and terrace, and they each had a book. And so I decided, okay, should just grab my journal and journal since I have it here. And so I started journaling, and I really don't like it. Right? You know what? Once I get going, I guess it's fine. It's just, what do I write about? But I started off with the fact that on the way, we were out in town, and we we stopped for lunch, and on the way back, I said, since we're in town, I need some things, but generally have a hard time shopping, especially with my finger. I'm still being tender, I'm carrying things back. So I asked if we could take advantage of all three being out at the same time, because they had a meeting first, I met up with them later, and bring some, you know, groceries back. So my friend grabs a box and she carries the bulk of it. Her husband grabs another bag, and then I just ended up with like a little tiny bag with a little bit of meat that I purchased. And I said, all right, you know, you can give me the box back. And it's like, no, I'm totally fine with, you know, carrying it. It's like, all right, well, I'm going to grab a tuk-tuk for us, which is, gosh, I don't know what they call them around the world, but it's basically this three-wheeled vehicle that sits about three squished, and it has a little enclosure. They use them a lot, like in India and other places. They call them tuk-tuks here. And so I asked, where do we get one when we left the market? Because I was looking around. I was kind of actually talking out loud. But my friend said, oh, no, I don't mind. We can walk. It's like, she asked her husband if he wanted to walk. He didn't mind. And I didn't mind walking. But I was just carrying, like, a little bit of meat. Along the way there, I said, are you sure you don't want a tuk-tuk? It's like, oh, no, we're sure. And it's like, okay, well, you know, I can carry the box. And it's like, let us pamper you. And it, so there was that. And then before that, I should have started with this story. We were inside the market, and I have my avocado lady. So I go in, and she's actually asleep there in her little corner. I don't know how old she is. It's kind of hard to tell how old people are here. Because, poverty has you sometimes work hard. The diet isn't the best. I have these really close friends that I thought were in their 60s, and the wife actually is my age, and the husband's just in his early 50s, and I thought they were older than me. So, especially the wife. So it's, it is what it is, but it's hard sometimes to tell how old people are. So this lady could be a lot older, or I don't think she's my age. She's definitely at least in her 50s. But she picks really good avocados for me. She spaces them out well so that they ripen as the week goes by, and I don't end up with 10 ripe avocados. I can get them to stretch out throughout the week. So I told her, I said, we have a deal. I said, you keep giving me good avocados, I will only come to you. So when I show up, she is there selecting the best avocados for me. So it's wonderful. But generally she has something to, she puts my avocados in two bags, five in one, five in the other. And she marks them with something. Last time I was there, she had a little twig. So I knew that those were the first ones to ripen. And those I can put in the fridge first, and then the other ones would ripen later in the week. But this time she didn't have any, so she actually picked an extra avocado. So there were six in one bag, five in the other. She said, you know, this one with six is the one that will ripen first. You remember that. But I already had paid her, so I went ahead and took out two more quetzales, which equals to, gosh, what would a quetzal equal to? One divided by seven, zero, one, I don't know. It's a few cents. So I don't do math. Sorry, people. I need paper. And so each avocado is like 20 cents of an avocado, 10 cents an avocado. I don't know. It's ridiculous here how cheap vegetables, fruit and vegetables are. I bought a pineapple the other day for five quetzales, and that's like five and zero. Five, six, seven, 70 cents an avocado. I think that's it for a whole pineapple. Anyway, actually it was two for five. So two pineapples for five quetzales. Anyway, that said, where was I? And I went to pay her two quetzales for the avocado, the extra one. And she's like, oh, no, I gave it to you. It's fine. And I said, no. And just the look of tenderness, and like it was a humble offering to me. And it felt really uncomfortable. Then we're walking and my friends offered, and they're like, again, you know, deserve to be pampered. And I had a realization that I really am really used to serving. And I am really used to being the one giving to people and not expecting anything in return. I really don't. I generally don't even expect a thank you. When I do things, I do them because I feel it's the right thing to do, whether people are grateful or not or appreciate it. I got to thinking, wow, I'm really not used to, people just doing things for me without me asking. And I'm definitely not used to receiving things with, like true tenderness and just love, really. So that really hit me. And then, it just got me wondering. I'm like, am I like this with God? I know He gives us, the desires of our heart, and I know He serves us and loves us. Jesus obviously gave the ultimate sacrifice, but I wonder how often, Jesus is trying to, love up on me. And either number one, I don't realize it and still do my own thing, or I do, but I just ignore it and don't receive it as whatever it is, as the gift it is. So my prayer this week is that I am able to notice when I'm being pampered and loved up on, and to receive it with gratitude and humility, and allow to be loved. So there's my little journaling from yesterday. So I guess, journaling has its uses. I imagine that I will be probably learning a little more, and I guess more than I write, the more that I write, and maybe I'll enjoy it because I get to do, have these realizations. Yesterday morning, instead of meditating per se, I sat here and I actually grabbed a piece of paper and I started drawing. I've never taken an art class in my life. I don't know much about art. I don't know. And I just drew this thing and I was like, oh, this actually is pretty cool. Now, is it an exact replica of what I was looking at? No, it's a representation of what I was drawing, but I was really excited about it. It's like, wow, God, I think you gave me a little bit of talent here to draw a little bit. So I was really excited and I really enjoyed that. So that was yesterday morning. I don't know if you guys can hear that. That procession or that part of it is a little farther than the one that was going on when I first started recording. So what else do I want to talk to you about? It is, what is today? The 7th of April. And so I leave next month, and I have mixed feelings about it. I really do. I'm going to miss here so much. I'm going to miss the friendships that I already had that I've deepened. I'm going to miss my coworkers terribly. I'm going to miss the girls so much. They're learning so much English and so fast. And, I've never been a girl person. I actually didn't really start liking women until I was like in my 30s. Guys are just a lot simpler, ladies. We are complicated creatures. And I've always had a lot of guy friends. Even in high school, my closest group were a close-knit group of like five, three, four guys and me, which explains a lot. My little old men club. Have I told you girls or ladies? I don't know how many men listen to this, but I there's this at the Central Park here, a group of older gentlemen meet pretty much every day after around 5 o'clock, and I happened to be sitting on their bench the one time and. Struck up a conversation, and I can show up to their little club and meet with them anytime. I think they're tickled pink that there's a girl that shows up and talks to them, and they can be themselves. And some of them are, I'll just say this much, for how the culture is in the U.S. right now with women's rights and different things, there would be a lot of women probably angry and clutching their pearls. I have the understanding that it is a different culture and I am to respect it. And they're old men, so they're from a different era. And but I have always loved to figuratively sit at the feet of an older generation and learn from them. So, and I feel honored that they allowed me to join them and they invited me to join them. But where was I going with this? Because I went on. a little rabbit hole here. Now I can't remember where I was going with the old men. But, you know, just the culture, the people I've met, and I really do. I look forward to going back and hugging and loving up on my granddaughter and my kids and, you know, my husband. And it's a lot of work to be done with the whole marriage thing and different dynamics were going on with, you know, adoption and children and whatnot. So that is that. But I'm going to stop here because I'll start rambling and then I'll start with the that I am working hard on not doing. But I hope the rest of your week is one filled with truth in whichever way you walk with Him. I pray that you're able to be salt to those that you come in contact with and that you bring your unique spice to everything you do. God bless.